You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 18, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The political landscape of the United States is currently gripped by an intense struggle over redistricting, a process that determines the boundaries of electoral districts. This battle has escalated into a national phenomenon, with states like Texas and California at its epicenter. Former Attorney General Eric Holder is actively involved in strategizing with House Democrats to combat Republican-led redistricting efforts, particularly in Texas. As the chairman of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, NDRC, Holder provided a high-level overview to the House Democratic Caucus on the fight against what he termed Donald Trump's gerrymandering scheme in Texas and across the country. The NDRC is dedicated to combating partisan gerrymandering and promoting fair redistricting processes. Their involvement includes legal challenges, public awareness campaigns, and supporting Democratic candidates in state-level elections that influence redistricting. Following Holder's call, the entire Democratic caucus is reportedly united against GOP redistricting attempts. This coordinated effort highlights the high stakes involved in shaping the electoral map for future elections. Texas has emerged as a central battleground in the national redistricting fight, with Republicans aiming to gain congressional seats. Texas GOP Governor Greg Abbott called a special session to consider a new congressional map designed to net a 5-seat Republican majority. The proposed map would add 5 House seats in districts that Donald Trump won by double digits in 2024. The Texas Senate passed the proposed map in a 19-2 vote, prompting many Democratic lawmakers to walk out in protest. Texas House Democrats fled the state to deny Republicans a quorum, preventing a vote on the map. Governor Abbott has vowed to call another special session if Democrats do not return before the current session ends on August 19th. Democrats are responding to Texas's redistricting efforts with their own countermeasures, particularly in California. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced the Election Rigging Response Act, which would allow California voters to decide on new maps designed to offset Texas's proposed changes. California will hold a special election on November 4th to seek voter approval of a new congressional map. If approved, California's state legislature would control electoral maps in 2026, 2028, and 2030, before control reverts to the state's independent commission. California's state Senate Democratic leader, Mike McGuire, stated, "This is about more than drawing lines on a map. It's about drawing a line in the sand to stop Texas and Trump from rigging the election." Independent redistricting commissions are nonpartisan bodies established in some states to draw electoral district boundaries. The significance of sidelining such a commission lies in the potential for partisan manipulation. The redistricting battle is expanding beyond Texas and California, with other states considering similar actions. New York's state legislature has introduced a bill that would allow it to trigger mid-decade redistricting if another state does so first. Ohio is currently redrawing its electoral maps. Officials in Florida and Missouri have publicly stated their intent to join the redistricting fray. The redistricting battles in Texas and California have significant national implications because they directly impact the partisan composition of the U.S. House of Representatives. Texas, a rapidly growing state, is gaining congressional seats, and how its districts are drawn can determine whether those new seats favor Republicans or Democrats. Similarly, California, a Democratic stronghold, is attempting to redraw its maps to potentially gain additional Democratic seats. Given the current narrow Republican majority in the House, even a few seat changes in these large states could shift the balance of power. The Democratic strategy involves both legislative action and public support to counter Republican redistricting. Former President Barack Obama has rallied support for Texas Democrats, who left the state to block the GOP redistricting plan. Public opinion and voter engagement are crucial for the success of redistricting efforts, especially when they involve direct voter approval. Concerns about diluting the voting power of people of color in redistricting often arise when new district lines are drawn in a way that fragments minority communities. Legal challenges are a common aspect of redistricting disputes, especially when maps are perceived as being drawn for partisan advantage. Copyright, African Elements.